Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, didn't you tell me that on EmpowHer, there's a real controversy going on about the HPV vaccine?
Yes, there has been for quite a while. In fact, we did a white paper on this about 4 or 5 years ago, and there were some young women who were getting the vaccine and had horrific side effects to it, and so it's caused this whole, there's a huge thread on it actually on the site. So it would be great to have this conversation today.
Well, we've got Suzanne Robati, who's president of the Med Shadow Foundation, here to help us. She founded this foundation in 2012 after two major health issues drove her to become engaged in patient advocacy. Suzanne, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I are really interested in this topic because it's so pertinent to our women out there and this demographic. So let's have a look at this. We're looking at the human papillomavirus, HPV vaccine. And it's still relatively new. I mean, it was only introduced in 2007. So, let's start right on in. What are the pros and cons of taking this particular vaccine, Gardasil, because it's the only vaccine out there, and it's supposed to be helping protect against the four types of HPV in these young people. So, give us your take on some of the pros and cons.
Sure. The pros are very simple. It seems almost certain that it prevents some types of cancers and general warts. I mean, preventing cancer, that's everybody's dream. That's right. A very good thing. And before I get too far, you were correct in saying that it guards against four of the HPV viruses. There's now a Gardasil 9 that was just approved that has expanded and it covers yet more of the HPV. There are 40 HPV different viruses, and it covers more of them. So their claim is that it can prevent 90% of cervical cancers, anal, penile, and a type of throat cancer that can affect both men and women. So that's the pro. That's easy. That's a wonderful thing. The cons is that we don't know if it works. We won't have that proof for 20 years, probably, at least 10 more years, because the types of cancers that HPV virus cause take at least 10 years, if not 30 years, to develop. And because they're transmitted sexually, you can't get exposed until you've been sexually active. So somewhere from sexual activity to 10 or 30 years later, that will be the proof that it works or doesn't work. The other con is that we don't know anything about the long-term effects of the vaccination. It's not being studied. What's being studied is it still effective 7 years, 15 years, 25 years down the road, but they're not looking to see does it cause anything else. So you can see that the cons are fairly significant. The short-term side effects are a little confusing. There's an awful lot of swelling and redness, and there's 20 or 30% of the girls faint after being given the shot, and nobody knows why.
Right.
So those are good cons. You also mentioned the adverse events. There have been 71 deaths following people being given the Gardasil vaccination. The CDC and the FDA have proclaimed over and over that they have gone through those sad deaths over and over, and there's no link to Gardasil. I hope and I trust that that's true.
Right. We don't know for sure, right? I mean, there's just so much. Your point is well taken. We really won't know if this is working or not for 20 years. But we do know that there are all these HPVs. When I started EmpowHer, there were actually 9 strains. Now you're telling me there are 40 strains. And so that's very different than what I heard 6 years ago when I started the company. Tell us what HPV is, because I think our audience needs to know what that actually is.
Well, HPV is a virus. It's an infection, just like any other type. Because it tends to colonize in those particular areas, on the cervix, in the throat, and penis and anal areas, that's why they're clustered together as HPV, as HP viruses. Most of them will clear up. They can cause minor cancers. They clear up within 2 years, or minor activity, a doctor would call it. Mm-hmm. And they clear up within 1 to 2 years. They go away on their own. There's nothing to it. And the wonderful thing that we have is called a Pap test. You can take a Pap test. Every woman should have one at least every 2 years. And see, the doctor can then see what's going on with the HPV activity there. And mostly all of those cancers that are caused by the HPV virus, if they're caught early, most of them are very treatable. But once again, it's better to prevent cancer than to have to treat it.
Right.
Well, if I can hop in here for a minute, you know, I know that Michelle and I did a show recently where we talked about the fact that millions of women are not getting the Pap smear for a variety of reasons. And because of that, even though it's available out there, it's fairly cost-effective. Primary care, family practitioners, OBGYNs, you've got a lot of physicians who can actually perform this. You know, young women and women of all ages are actually getting really lax about this. Or maybe there is an issue of other obstacles that are taking place, everything from financial to sociocultural, et cetera. So, you know, we need to give a major shout-out here to everyone. Get your Pap smear. This
right,
is
even
so
if you've had a complete hysterectomy. Yeah, well, in my case, Pam, I had a complete hysterectomy, so nobody said to me, have a Pap smear. Now, I'm a single woman, I'm dating, I'm 55 years old, and then finally someone said, don't you think you need a Pap smear? But for 10 years, I didn't have one.
Oh, my gosh, so no one even told you.
No, because I didn't have any equipment left, right? So they didn't think there was a problem.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
You know? And it's very, very important that everyone... But let me ask you a question, Suzanne. Are physicians supportive of this? Are physicians themselves, or primary care providers in general, are they really, you know, talking about this vaccine? Just say yes or no, and briefly say why.
Yes, most of them are very supportive of it, and it's because they've seen people die of cancer, and they'll do anything to prevent it.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I agree with that. What about men? Can men take the Gardasil shot?
Men can, and... you should strongly consider it if you're a parent. They can take it up until they're 21 years old, and they can be carriers of the HPV, so that's why they would take it. And it also protects you from genital warts, which are just kind of gross, in my scientific term.
Well, I think you got the
unwanted
point across very nicely. But it's really important. Well, you know something, Michelle? This has been wonderful. You know, Suzanne Robati is the president of the Med Shadow Foundation. She's been helping us understand the pros and cons of whether or not you should take that HPV shot. And it's important for us to understand how to do this. Go to medshadow.org. It's the website. We thank Suzanne so much for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And women, please do not forget to go get your Pap smear every year. It's so critical. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.